In 2018, a set of emails was leaked from Google to the Wall Street Journal. In the email exchange, in this leaked material, one Google employee is saying to others, now listen carefully for this important phrase, how can we use ephemeral experiences? Never forget that phrase, ephemeral experiences. How can we use ephemeral experiences to shift people's views about Trump's travel ban? Wow, that just floored me when I saw that, because that's what I had been studying in laboratory experiments and online experiments already at that point for 5 years. Ephemeral experiences, what are they? Ephemeral experiences are experiences we have online in which we see some fleeting information, like search results, search suggestions, news feeds, targeted messages coming from, let's say, Facebook. That information has an impact on us, helps us decide where we're going to go on vacation or who we're going to vote for. And then it disappears, and it's gone forever. It's not stored anywhere. It's not preserved. In other words, you can't go back in time and see what search results people were shown. And here were Google employees saying, how can we use this type of experience, ephemeral experiences, to change people's views about Trump's travel ban? See the problem here? It means that people at the company are well aware of the power that they have to change people's views. That same year, 2018, an 8-minute video leaked from the company that was never, ever meant to be seen outside the company, called The Selfish Ledger. That video is about the power that Google has to re-engineer humanity, that's right from the film, according to, and I quote, company values. Re-engineer humanity.